T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
All right, here we go. Hey, we got some breaking news. Apparently, there was a fire. We're going to learn a little bit more about it, but there was a fire right next to the courthouse where former President Trump is. So we'll get an update on that. Hey, a lot to talk about. It is Free for All Friday. And remember Monday? We were here together on Monday, and I said, before you know it, the weekend's going to be here. Here we are already, Friday afternoon, weekend's beginning. And we do have a lot to get to this afternoon, so just hang on. New polling numbers, and tomorrow is 420. We'll talk about that. Right now, reach over there and crank it up. This is what you've been working for.
Wow.
That was a close one. Yeah, tomorrow's 420. We'll have fun talking about that. Also, a Republican congressman is calling out some right-wing radicals. You know, this is catching on because they're now starting to get it. We've been talking about it for a long time, but they're calling out right-wing radicals who are blamed for dysfunction in the House. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It is Free for All Friday. If you do want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about or anything you want to talk about, and you know, later in the show, we try not to get too serious. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, the Pelicans have to beat the Kings tonight to make it into the NBA playoffs. There are two problems. Number one, the Pelicans are playing without Zion. Number two, the Pelicans are playing at home. Why can't the Pelicans win at home? They're having a problem winning at home, and I think what I think Chris Miller just talked about a six-game losing streak. They're trying to break that at home. At home, the Pelicans do better on the road than at home. So I have an idea for the Pelicans. And they still have time to do it before game time tonight, because late tip-off, about 8:30, 8:35 this evening. So, I mean, can they do this? Can they beat the – yeah, they can. They certainly can. I mean, they've won without Zion before. They've been winning without B.I., and the team has the ability to really come together and win. Can they do it tonight? I mean, they can. The question is, will they do it tonight? And there have been so many opportunities for the Pelicans in the past, and it seems like what is lacking here is this killer instinct. It's something that's also lacking with the Saints. And I don't know whether this is a reflection of our city and the laissez-faire attitude that we have here, but man, when it comes to sports, you can be killers. You could have that killer instinct. You could have that killer attitude. You can go out and just mentally beat the other team. And it seems like when the Pelicans are in a position to win, sometimes it's like they're, I don't want to say they're choking, but it's almost like they're trying too hard. Like, oh, we got to win that. We got to, you know, you got to figure out a way, whatever it is that you do in life, you kind of have to figure out a way to do it in a relaxed state of mind. Because if not, you're going to have a problem. And it just seems like the Pelicans, I mean, when they miss free throws, when they miss layups, when they miss a dunk, it just seems like this is the manifestation of just kind of choking, kind of just not being relaxed and just not having that instinct. Like, we're just going to go out here and we're going to take care of this team. So anyway, I hope things go well tonight, man. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be pulling for the Pelicans. And I would love for this city to be, a bigger NBA city. So tonight is a huge game. Can the Pelicans do it? Yes, they can. So, let's have a positive attitude about the Pelicans. I know they're without Zion. I know they're playing at home. But let's have a positive attitude about the Pelicans. I've got some new polling numbers on the presidential race. Who's leading nationally and who's leading in the battleground states? And is anybody undecided? Is anybody listening really undecided? I mean, you really don't know who you're going to vote for. I'd love to talk to you if you want to join us with a comment. Because people seem to be so set on who they're going to vote for. Is anybody really undecided? The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Also, Israel attacked Iran in retaliation for Iran attacking Israel. And this is all stemming off of the Israeli-Hamas war. How concerned are you about this war and growing tensions with Iran? How concerned are you? I know it's far away. And we talked about this yesterday when I mentioned CNN showing the body of a young girl, the corpse of a young girl who was killed in an Israeli attack. And I think it's okay for us to see that. I think we need to see what war really looks like, what really happens. And I know it's ugly and it's painful to look at, and we don't want to see it, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't see it. We should see what it's really like. And it's a long way away geographically. It's over there. And it's easy for us to dismiss ourselves from that and go, we're not worried about it. But I mean, I think we should be concerned because Israel is a strong ally. And even though there seems to be some factions breaking away from supporting Israel, more so than I've ever seen in my lifetime, it doesn't mean that we're not a strong ally for Israel. Also, tomorrow is 420, April the 20th, 420. So this is a day for getting high. It's a day for smoking marijuana. But what's the history behind 420? We've talked about that before, and we'll talk about it again this afternoon because it's an interesting history. And there are some myths about it. We'll try to dismiss the myths and talk about the real history behind 420 and why tomorrow is a day for smoking marijuana. We'll also talk about the legalization of pot. And a Republican congressman is calling out some right-wing radicals, claiming that they are the reason for the dysfunction in the House. And the U.S. economy is strong by many standards. But inflation is causing the U.S. economy to not be good for a lot of individuals across the country. And I understand that. So the economy is strong when it comes to many standards, but inflation is still a problem. But have you actually cut back on anything? Have you actually stopped buying something because of inflation? And if you haven't, then what's the problem? If your life hasn't changed because of inflation, then I would suggest that inflation's not much of a problem. So we'll talk about that as well. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Don on the North Shore has an update on the fire outside the courthouse in New York. Don, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I don't know if it's an update, but I was literally reading a book in my office, watching the news and watching TikTok, a live TikTok outside the courthouse, and you could see this guy. There was somebody in the area, it was him or somebody else, but he was in an area, looked like beyond this, like beyond where the demonstration was at, passing out some kind of flyers. And all of a sudden, you just see this huge ball of flame just raise up in the middle, and then NYPD and everybody started jumping barricades. But a guy, it looked like a guy basically was doused in charcoal fluid or gas, some type of accelerant, and lit himself on fire in front of the courthouse.
Don, did you say he was passing out flyers?
It was in the background. You could see people passing things out, looking at something. I don't know if it was him passing it out or somebody near him or something, but because it was like you saw him flying up in air, like almost somebody threw it up in the air, almost passing him out. But it was like almost instantaneously right after that, dude just burst into flame.
There's a history of people setting themselves on fire to make some kind of a statement.
It is. And so you got to wonder, was this something regarding the trial? Was this something regarding something totally not related at all, but they knew the cameras were going to be there, so they went to go make their message? Or was it somebody who mentally, well, they're obviously mentally disturbed if you light yourself on fire?
Yeah. Well, Don, we'll see if we can find out. I'm sure we'll get more as the afternoon goes on. Thank you very much for the update. All right. Ian Hocus, our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon. Welcome to the weekend.
Huh?
Welcome to
what?
Welcome to the weekend.
Oh yeah, what? Sorry.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
In there?
Good afternoon to you too as well.
What are you doing in there? Nothing.
There's music that I was listening to.
You're just what during the show? You're just listening to music. You're just randomly listening to music.
Will you just listen for a second?
Oh, it's got to be the new Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Is that right? New Taylor Swift.
Yeah, dropped at 11 p.m. last night, baby.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just kidding. No, I have listened to a couple tracks. It's pretty nice. You know, it's huge. It's huge. It's 31 tracks. Nobody knew it was going to be that many tracks.
No.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at some point, if she's not careful, she's going to burn out.
She might.
You know, I mean, at some point.
How did she write this gigantic anthology album while she's on that tour?
And while she's paying attention to Travis Kelce.
While she's, okay, if you like, yes, you can't leave that out, can you? She's
right, going no, out with, I can't.
She's,
I,
well, you know, she mentions him by, she doesn't mention him by name later. You'll see the cuts I gave you, there's a couple about the new Taylor Swift album.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't going to leave that on the table today. This guy set himself on fire. That sucks. We'll see what's going on with that.
I'm sure we'll find out during our show, so stay tuned. I'm sure we'll find out during our show exactly what happened there. And let me remind you, we've got another password of the day. This is to win Jazz Fest tickets and also a pair of passes, free passes for the Jazz Fest Express Shuttle. And all you have to do is take the code word and go to our website. The code word is FADODO. FAISDODO, FADODO. So take FADODO to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S, and register to win your tickets for Jazz Fest and also the Jazz Fest Express Shuttle. This is from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. All right, before we get into the first break as we head into the weekend, let's get some early text.
James on the North Shore says, all that was between Israel and Iran was a fireworks show for the media. Nothing changed. Nothing moved.
Well, you know, it does. I don't know that anything happened. I mean, we know that there was an attack, but it depends on what they hit. And I don't know if we have a battle assessment of that yet.
Yeah, I didn't really get a clear picture of that either. I just, I couldn't tell you where I read it this morning. But it seemed like the consensus was this is probably it for now. Like Iran is not going to strike back. And you know what people are sometimes already forgetting about this is, Israel struck Iran in return for Iran attacking Israel, which in itself was an exchange for Israel blowing up the Iranian consulate in Damascus. So this is like tit tat, tit tat, tit tat. And I think we landed on tat. Yeah. And hopefully that's the end of it. There's a text here that says, if this isn't the beginning of World War III, I'll be very surprised.
You know, I hear this a lot, and throughout my career, I've heard talk about this is the beginning of World War III. I don't see that happening. I think there are too many reasonable people that are involved in preventing that from happening, and I don't think that's going to happen. And again, I remind you, I don't remember an election year, and maybe there was one. But, I mean, I've been on the air a long time. I've been on the air talking about a lot of election years, probably more than anybody in the city. And I don't remember a time when there wasn't something going on that somebody was talking about the beginning of World War III. And we have to vote for this candidate or we're going to have World War III. This is a common theme that happens during an election year.
Here's a text that says, the Pels will win it in a close game tonight. Go Pels! Oscar from the North Shore.
Yeah, it's cool. I hope you're right, Oscar.
Thanks, Oscar.
I hope it's not even a close game. I hope they blow it out. But, you know, I mean, I think they've played the Kings five or six times this year. And it's hard to beat the same team that many times in a single year, but I think the Pelicans can do it tonight.
Here's a text that says, was the Golden Gate Bridge and other major roads in other cities blocked this week by protesters? Yes, it was.
Yes, they were.
Yes.
Okay.
Just acknowledging that the answer to that question is yes. It's hard for me to get fired up about that. like just the roads being blocked isn't itself really that newsworthy. You know, there's people out there that are chanting, you know, death to Israel and death to America, and that's pretty messed up, and maybe we can have a conversation about that. But I can't be upset because a couple, you know, people from San Jose were late to work that morning.
Well, but I think it's wrong to block roads. I don't think you should block roads. I mean, I think there's ways to have protest, and there, you know, there were ways to have protest in the civil rights movement, and I don't know that they used the tactic of just really blocking progress. I mean, I guess they did to some degree over a bridge.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was going to work over the Edmund Pettus Bridge that morning.
Right. So, I mean, there are ways to protest and protest legally, and I don't think roads should be blocked. I don't think that I should be affected, or I don't think that an ambulance shouldn't get through, or let's say AC ambulance has got, you know, somewhere to go because somebody's unit is out. I don't think the road should be blocked so AC ambulance can't get through and take care of somebody's unit.
I'll leave. So bad.
It's a unit, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
And you need to take care of your unit.
Make sure your unit is serviced often.
We had a text yesterday saying that the guy's neighbor came over and serviced his unit, and it's working well. So that's fine.
Jesus, Jenny McCarthy. Here's a text from Dan in Bywater. He says, "We must all stop our senseless toiling and pay heed to the latest missive from the Swift One. We amble into oblivion with eyes closed at our peril. Praise her comings and goings." Preach it, Dan. Preach it.
I love that. I love that. Well written.
All hail.
All right. If you have a comment and you want to join us, it is Free for All Friday. I mean, it's a Friday, and we're going to act like it. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Yeah, we'll be talking about Taylor Swift's new album. It dropped last night. And let's see, what else? Tomorrow is 420. We'll be talking about that this afternoon. And we've got a little bit of politics to cover early on in the show. And excuse me, I want to share some new polling numbers with you. I got these this morning. And who's leading nationally and who's leading in the battleground states? And is anybody undecided? Is anybody truly undecided? Do you know who you're going to vote for sure? Or I don't know. It doesn't seem like anybody's undecided, but there have to be some people who just don't know who to vote for. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the Air. Really glad you're with us. Hey, if you haven't joined me on Facebook yet, I'd love for you to be part of our family, our cult. We've got this little cult going on Scoot on the Air Facebook. You know how much I love cults. Anyway, it's Scoot on the Air Facebook, and I'd love for you to comment on the blogs that are posted there, the videos that are posted, and many of them inspire very passionate conversations and debates, and I would love for you to also start commenting on some of the comments, because, you know, I'm always looking for common sense people to be part of that. Got some new polling numbers on the presidential race coming up. So it looks like we're going to be seeing opening statements on Monday in Donald Trump's porn star hush money cover-up trial.
The first ever trial of a former American president now has 12 jurors, They and alternates still being selected will hear the hush money trial of Donald Trump. The panel includes a speech therapist, attorneys, and an investment banker. The trial centers on a $130,000 payment that Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen made to porn actor Stormy Daniels in the final days of the 2016 campaign. After Thursday's session, Trump was harshly critical of the district attorney, the judge, President Joe Biden, the press, and the temperature.
I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there.
Judge Juan Marchand has suggested that opening statements could start on Monday. I'm Norman Hall.
It's freezing.
Wow. Somebody get President Trump
give him a
shawl.
Sweater? What are you doing?
He needs to be sitting there in a shawl. All right, look, there's a CNN legal analyst. CNN legal analyst who says the prosecution has a mediocre case against Donald Trump. So, you know, he may be found not guilty here. There's a rare burst of bipartisanship that has helped the House advance an aid package for Ukraine and Israel, and it's working its way toward a final vote this weekend.
It was a rarity in the hyper-partisan House. Democrats helped Speaker Mike Johnson's $95 billion aid package move toward a final vote this weekend.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances.
Johnson's had to fight hard to salvage support for the package, with the slimmest of majorities and hard-right Republicans threatening his job if more money goes to Ukraine. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats had a choice.
We could let them simply crash and burn.
But instead opted to form a robust coalition and overwhelmingly clear a procedural hurdle. Johnson will need much more help to pass each of the four separate aid bills this weekend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You know, it's amazing how many right-wing radicals hate bipartisanship. They hate it. And yet, if there's not compromise, nothing ever gets done. Ronald Reagan knew how to compromise with the Speaker of the House at the time. So all these people who act like, I'm a Ronald Reagan Republican. No, you're not. It's just that Ronald Reagan was popular, so you want to take on the Ronald Reagan label? You know, Ronald Reagan, I don't think, would even fit into the Republican Party today. All right, so I've got some new polling numbers. This comes from Real Clear Politics. And what Real Clear Politics does is they take all the polls and they average them. So here's an average of all of the polls out right now. This is a national number. This is for Trump and Biden nationally. Trump is at 44.6% and Biden is at 44.2%. How can you be so sure that your candidate is going to win? If you're for Trump, excuse me, how can you be so sure Trump's going to win? If you're for Biden, how can you be so sure Biden's going to win? In the Electoral College, Trump is at 219. Biden is at 215, and toss-up states are 104. So these are just some new numbers, and we're a long way from the election. I mean, I know we're, like, in terms of, like, the 4 years that it takes to get here, we're really close, but we still have a long way to go to November, and a lot can happen between now and November. I'm Scoot. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to David in Atlanta. Hey, David.
Scoot, thank you very much. On Monday, a caller called and wanted to know examples of how Trump weaponize the Justice Department. I'll give you two factual examples.
We had a couple of answers to that. I mean, it's, you know, there are people who think that only Biden is doing that. No, Trump did that. So go ahead.
Well, McCabe and Comey were fired by Donald Trump from the FBI. And this was published in the New York Times in July of 2022. McCabe and Comey were thereafter subject to intense, very seldom, rarely used IRS audits. Furthermore, when Michael Cohen lied about Trump and went to prison, Michael Cohen started spilling his guts about Trump. Well, the prison released him because they were fearful he would contract COVID. Well, he was released from prison, and then shortly thereafter, the prison bureau put Michael Cohen back in prison. He had to get a lawyer to get out of prison, and I really think there was a political Donald Trump hand putting him back in prison. And if you would give me a moment, I'd like to tell you how I was personally harassed by, I believe, a United States senator. On July 25th, 2002, I got David Vitter on a radio talk show live to admit that the rumors regarding him and Wendy Cortez are true. Shortly after that, my phone call was played on MSNBC for Larry Flint of Hustler Magazine and Wendy Cortez. My home had 8 feet of water in it when Katrina hit. I'm totally blind. I came to Atlanta with the clothes on my back. When I got to Atlanta, I applied for rental assistance. I received a few payments. Then I received letters from FEMA wanting their money back with interest and penalties. I had to retain two lawyers and fight FEMA for 6 years. I was investigated by the Justice Department. I went through a grueling 7-hour deposition in the federal building in Atlanta, Georgia, and under oath, it was recorded, and I had to get two lawyers to come from Washington to represent me. Evidently, they were looking for fraud, and they tried to put me in jail. Now, I was totally cleared of everything, but I think that was an act against me. It was political vengeance, and I think the Justice Department and FEMA were weaponized by a certain politician. Can I prove it? No. Do I believe it? Yes.
Well, there's no doubt that that other presidents have tried to weaponize the Justice Department, and Donald Trump was one of them. We talked about this on the show, but you know, if you listen to conservative talk radio across this country, and you don't hear that Donald Trump did it, then you're going through life thinking only Joe Biden is trying to weaponize the Justice Department. So you're going through life with half the information. Now, if Joe Biden is doing certain things to weaponize the Justice Department, okay, that's wrong, first of all. But he's not the only one who's done this. Donald Trump was turning this into an art form. So again, you know, on this show, we just try to give you both sides of the information, so you're more informed. Let's go to Bell Chase. Fawn, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was just calling in about 4:20.
Okay, that's tomorrow, 4:20. Yeah.
Absolutely. Tomorrow at 8 p.m., we have a show going on called 4:20 Fest.
It's called what?
The most talked about event, 4:20 Fest.
Oh.
In Houma.
Okay, 4:20 Fest.
Yes, sir.
Okay, in Houma. And where's that going to take place?
It's going to take place at a bar in Houma at 7181 West Main Street, Houma, Louisiana.
7181 North Main?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so you're celebrating 4:20, and you think that's going to go off okay?
Yeah, I think it is. A lot of people are talking about it. It's going to be a hip-hop show for everybody to get together, have a safe gathering, and hang out for the 4:20 Fest. There's a $10 entry. We're going to have anywhere between 6 to 7 artists playing that night at the bar.
Okay. All right, well, Fawn, I hope you have a good time. I hope you have a very safe time. Our dear friend Miss Kim is on the phone. Miss Kim, I'm late getting to a break, so let me get to this break, and I promise I'm going to come right back to you. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, so apparently now, for the third time in a week, Donald Trump yesterday again fell asleep in the courtroom. Donald Trump fell asleep again. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Hey, this week we talked about Jon Bon Jovi and his surgery they had a couple of years ago on his throat, and he says that he may not tour again. He's trying to figure that out. They've done a new album, and we're gonna get a sample of that as soon as we can. But they don't know if they can tour because he says going in the studio and doing something is a lot different than being on the road and doing a 2.5-hour show. And he says if I can't be who I'm supposed to be on stage, I'm not going to do it. All right, Miss Kim joins us from St. Rose. Miss Kim, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot, and to all the listeners. I'm calling because I got one or two concerns.
Okay.
First of all, I'm reaching out to the listeners. Maybe somebody can help me. I am having a big problem with, I guess it's my cell phone, because of different places where I try to reach out to call, even the Lighthouse for the Blind, Louisiana Council for the Federation for the Blind, Cricket, just everybody. They have the prompt on the phone. Press 1, press 2, press 3. If a person can't see, you can't really press it. So I am pleading out to these businesses to please say press 1 or say 1.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure there's a cell phone that I don't know about, and maybe somebody knows that can help me.
You can't feel like the buttons and know, okay, I'm feeling the buttons. I know that this button over here on the far left is one.
No, because I have to use an Android phone to Google call Scoop.
I see.
You see?
I see.
So I have a blind shell phone. I went to the Lighthouse for the Blind, but the blind shell phone, it does not have the capacity to even say, okay, Google call Scoop. And I know there must be a phone or something out there that can help me, that I can say, well, press 1, press 2. My phone is about 6 years old, and, I guess I'm living in the dark ages for real.
Well,
I'm living in the dark for real.
Well,
I need help with that.
Not every company offers you to either hit or say 1 or 2 or anything. But if anybody has any information, would you text it to us and we'll pick it up and we'll talk about it on the air and we'll pass that information on to you. Ms. Kim, I'm sorry I haven't been up to see you recently, but maybe I'm going to try and come this weekend, okay?
Understand, honey. Just whenever you come, you're always welcome.
All right.
But if anybody know of a telephone that can do that, let me know so I can make doctor's appointments. I can't even make appointments. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just tried to call Cricket, and they say press 1, 2, or 3, or 4.
Okay.
So please give some consideration for the full blind people out here in the world. We're not the majority. We're the minority, but we still...
It's okay. I'm sorry you're dealing with that, and you're just such a soldier with everything. If anybody has any information for Ms. Kim, please text it to us, and we'll mention it on the air. All right. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1980, this was the number one song in the country. That's another one of the songs I remember playing when I was a music DJ. Song about a prostitute written for the movie American Gigolo. This was the number one song in 1980, and American Gigolo starred Richard Gere as an American gigolo. It was about prostitution. And, you know, those stories about Richard Gere and the gerbils, you know those were not true, right? Well, I don't think they were true. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. It was on this day in 2012. Levon Helm, drummer and lead singer on many songs that the band did, including this song. Levon Helm passed away on this day in 2012 at the age of 71. He had throat cancer. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about 420. Tomorrow's 420. Why is the 20th day of the fourth month of the year, 420, why is that associated with smoking marijuana? We'll tell you the history and talk about legalizing pot coming up next. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. It's Free for All Friday on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.